朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
在过去这半年的时间里面 For the last six months， 我很感谢主，让我在侍奉主三十年，让我有一些三十年来比较少有的经历。
I have experienced something for the last six months, which is very rare for my 30 years of serving the Lord.
但是这半年多的时间里面
For this half a year,
神给我一个提醒，给我一个鼓励是什么？
What is the Lord's encouragement to me?
让我看后来必明白的那个应许。
That is to lead me to understand that I will understand later.
连我最亲的一个同伴，就是李师母，都发现这半年神在我身上有一些很特别的工作。
My closest partner, my wife, has also said that she has discovered wonders being made by the Lord.
她看见我很明显的个性的改变。
She has seen clearly a change of my own personality.
她很明显的看见。我对一件事情的反应跟过去不一样。
She clearly sees my response to happenings are different.
因为我知道这个不过是过程，何必去跟人家计较，何必去跟人家争呢？
I come to a deeper understanding that the whole thing is nothing but a process.
原来我在说，不是那种宿命论者的无奈感。
It is not the sense of a submission as a fatalist.
乃是顺命论者的一个很强烈正面的一个信念。
Rather, it's a positive submission to the Lord.
约伯记四十二章。
Job 42nd.
在这四十二章的里面，我们看见他们在那边有许许多多的讨论。
Throughout the 42 chapters, there were much discussions in there.
好不好？请我们再翻到四十二章，我们看。这个最后刚才读的这一段经文。
Let's open to the Job chapter 42.
约伯在一连串的演讲里面，这是最后的一段话。
Throughout a lot of different dialogue, this is the last episode.
一节到六节提到约伯的话，然后第七节到末了讲到整个这一个峰回路转的一个现象。
The verse 1 through 6 were Job's words.And the remaining part of the chapter 42nd is the epilogue.
当我们读到约伯记三十七章的时候，我们真是用中文的一句话说，已经到了山穷水尽疑无路的地步。
As we came to chapter 37, it almost has come to the point it's hopeless.
当我们从三十八章读到四十二章的时候，我们发现是柳暗花明又一村。
Yet it becomes a totally new, different thing as we move on from chapter 38.
那么约伯在最后他所讲的主题是什么呢？
And what is the theme of the book in this in Job?
在第二节说，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。
And verse 2 says, I know that you can do all things, and no plan of yours can be thwarted.
在这里提到的是上帝那个不能改变、不能被拦阻的旨意。
This is talking about the unstoppable will of God.
圣经里面讲到神的旨意有两种。
When Bible talked about the Lord's will,
一种是跟我们个人比较切身直接有关系。
One is directly related with individuals.
工作的前途怎么办呢？
Like the future of your career.
那么学业上应该怎么选学校呢？
And how do I select a school for my study?
那么婚姻上我的对象要怎么确定呢？
How do I be affirmed of my future spouse.
三十年来一直有许多的弟兄姊妹来问我说，哎呀，李牧师啊，我不晓得应不应该嫁给他。
For 30 years, many had come to me and said, Pastor Lee, I'm not sure should I marry him.
那么另外一边就说，李牧师，我真不知道我是不是要娶她。
And the other side would say, I'm not sure should I marry her.
有一个姊妹来告诉我，她说我对婚姻已经失去了信心。
A sister came to me and says, I've lost my interest in marriage.
就是尤其是看我的周遭。
Especially looking at the people around me.
她说再看看我自己的父母。
And looking at my parents.
而是我实在怕结婚。
I'm afraid of getting married.
弟兄姊妹，我们要小心。
Dear brothers and sisters, you got to be careful.
我们的见证直接影响我们的下一代。
Our testimony will impact directly on our children.
但是在我家里面有一个另外一个极端。
But in my home, there's another extreme.
我一讲到这题目就很 excited.
And I'm excited about that.
因为我的老大29岁了，还没有结婚。
My oldest son is 29 years old. He's still single.
请你们多多祷告，拜托拜托。
Please help and pray for him.
有一次我跟他很认真地谈这个问题。
And once I talked to him very seriously about the subject.
跟他转弯抹角讲了半天，他的结论还是说我不要结婚。
And after much of the conversation, his conclusion was still, I'm not going to get married.
他说我做单身贵族多神气。
I'm glad to be a bachelor.
我说你神气，我生气，你知道吗？
You might feel great, but I'm angry.
后来我问他为什么。
I asked him why.
他讲了一句话，也许我永远不会忘记。
He said something I would never forget.
他说爸爸妈妈。
He said, a mom and pop.
你们两个人太相爱了。
Because you two love so much.
你们两个人太美满。
You two are too ideal.
我不相信我会在地上找到一个这样的婚姻重演。就是说他不可能有这样的婚姻。
It is impossible for me to follow your shoe.
你说坏又不好，好又不好，那怎么办呢？
It can't be too bad or too ideal.
问题在哪里？
What is the problem?
问题在神的旨意。
The question is on the Lord's will.
所有人的见证都是负的，不是正，不是主要，是次要。
All the testimonies from people are secondary.
如果你因为有坏的见证，你不去做一件事情，你自己吃亏。
If you refuse to do something, it is you who's short.
你说因为别人的坏见证。
Or because of someone else's.Of a bad testimony, therefore you're not going to do something.
但你说我有好见证，好见证一定就可以帮助人吗？弟兄姊妹，也不见得。我就是这样一个 case.
A good testimony is not necessarily helpful to others either.
所以今天我们要看见神的旨意有两方面。
So we see there are two aspects of this.
一个是应用的、实用的，跟我们的生活有直接关系。
One is in the practical aspects, which is useful for our life.
另外一方面，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在教会里面是一个很严肃的一个话题和一个挑战。我们今天要从神的角度来看什么叫做婚姻，这是从神另外一个角度来看他的旨意。
From another angle is looking from the Lord's view and what a marriage is about.
太强调那个而没有见证的配合是不够的。
A marriage without testimony is not enough.
如果我们今天太看重见证而忽略那个是不对的。
If we emphasize too much on testimony and ignore the Lord's will, which is also wrong.
所以当约伯在最后一章提到神的旨意的时候，
So as Job mentioned about the Lord's will,
是讲到神的那个全然、那个完整的那一个计划而说的。
He's talking about this big picture.This complete plan of the Lord.
像我在我们主导文的时候，我们说：“愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。”的那个旨意，就是这个旨意说的。
As in the Lord's prayer, may your kingdom come, and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that will is will of the whole kingdom of God.
所以，当保罗对着以弗所的长老告诉他们说：“神的旨意，我没有一样避讳，不告诉你们。”那个神的旨意是指着神的那个大蓝图说的。
As Paul told the Ephesians, that none of the Lord's will I have hidden from you. The will there is means the big picture of the Lord.
保罗在那里说 the whole will of God, 神的全部的旨意，在短短的几年的时间里面，我都交代的清清楚楚。
Even though just a few short years, Paul said.That I have taught you the entire will of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important.
我们要把这两样事情有一个很清楚的分别。
We have to distinguish these two wills very clearly.
但是今天我们常常注意的，只注意到跟我们直接有关的神的那个旨意。
Very often we overemphasize. The Lord's will that is connected with me.
有的时候过分地跑到一个极端。
And sometimes we overemphasize to the point to an extreme.
我今天要走哪一条路，我就要先祷告以后我才决定开。
Which way am I going to turn? I have to pray first.
因为神已经给我们一些起码的智慧，让我们判断这一类的事情。
The Lord has already given us the wisdom to make a judgment call.
但是今天我们一天到晚讲这个旨意，这个旨意，而忽略了神那一个完美的圣经里面那个全套的那个神的旨意。
As we overemphasize the nitty-gritties of the will, we neglected the big picture.
那么在下面就提到神的旨意的几方面。
So, as he continued, he mentioned about different directions of the Lord.
请我们看第五节，这是很熟悉的一节圣经。
Verse 5 is a familiar verse.
他说：“我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见。
My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.”
不要忘记，约伯是一个亲近神的人。
Do not forget that Job is the person who is close to God.
但是在他整个的四十几章的过程当中
，for more than 40 chapters in this book,
他经过了这些，他发现他过去对神的认识不过是一些风闻的认识而已。
And throughout all these tribulations, he realized what he knew about God is just he had heard about it.
什么叫做风闻
？What do you mean by my ear has heard?
就是所谓道听途说、人云亦云。那样的一些对神的认识。
It is just the level of recognition. Stop at here and say.
我以前在这里讲过，允许我再说一遍。
And forgive me to say this again.
保罗告诉哥林多教会说：“你们，我不能给你们吃灵粮，只能给你们吃灵奶。”
And Paul told the church in Corinthians says, "I cannot feed you with solid food. I can only feed you with milk."
他说：“我不能给你吃 solid food。”到底什么叫做 solid food？ 什么叫做这个 spiritual milk 呢
？What did Paul mean the difference between solid food and the milk？
有很多人说很简单哈，这个讲得救啦、福音营啦，这些就是灵奶。
And some would simply classify this as being evangelized in that's the first step. That's milk.
Oh, 今天李牧师讲到神的奥秘，神的完全的旨意。哎呀，这是灵粮，因为听了很不容易，要多想一想才能够消化。
Some topic which is harder to understand, which needs time to digest, maybe that is solid food.
弟兄姊妹，我对灵奶和灵粮的定义不是这样看。
But I have a different definition.
不是看那个食物本身的硬度或者软度来决定它是粮还是奶。
I'm not judging the food by the hardness of the food itself.
灵奶是什么呢
？What is a spiritual milk?
是别人把东西吃进去，消化在他的身体以后，拿出来供应别人的东西叫奶。
The spiritual milk is something that someone else has already digested, and he's able to resupply. And
什么叫灵粮呢
？And what is a solid food?
灵粮就是我们直接从神领受的东西，叫灵粮。
The solid food are those you can receive directly from the Lord.
如果你属灵的生命都是靠别人来喂你的，你今天还是吃灵奶的基督徒。
If your spiritual growth is relying on someone else's to supply to you, then you still are at a stage of milk.
查经班是好的。
Bible study,
主日崇拜是好的。
The worship in the morning Sunday is great.
那么这些都是别人消化以后给大家吃的。
And all of these are provided by some other individuals.
阿根廷有一个很大的一个教会。
There's a big church in
Argentina. 那么那个教会的牧师他有意思说。
A pastor of that church once said,
他说我们教会有3000多人。
There are about 3,000 members in this church.
他说我每一次到礼拜堂去，我觉得这个礼拜堂不像个礼拜堂。
But every time when I come to this church, I don't feel like I'm in a church.
他说我觉得我们礼拜堂像个 daycare center.
I feel like our church is like a daycare center.
那么礼拜天大家这三千人都来了。
On Sunday, all 3,000 gathered.
然后牧师呢就预备了3000个奶瓶。
So the pastor prepared 3,000 milk bottles,
然后每一个人嘴巴塞一个
and prepared one for each person.
那么聚完会以后，他就回去了。
So after the meeting, everyone had left.
哎呀，得到了供应，吃了灵奶。
And they have been fed with spiritual milk.
他说，如果教会是这样的一个教会
，If this is the way the church is always going to be,
3000人，这个不是一个长大的教会。他说，这是个长胖的教会。
A 3,000 member of a church is not a church to grow to maturity, but rather just grow fat.
我们今天一讲到胖都很敏感，对不对？
We're all sensitive about fat.
但是今天的教会只看见有那么多人来做礼拜，请问我们是长大呢，还是长胖？
A church growth is a church growing to maturity, or a church growing to just gain fat.
风闻的认识是灵奶的认识。
I
亲眼见到的认识是吃灵粮的认识。
I heard about you is the taking the milk, the spiritual milk, but now my eyes have seen you is to receive solid food.
第二，请我们看第六节。
Let's move on to verse 6.
在神的旨意里面，约伯经过了那样多苦难的煎熬，他明白神的旨意，因为第一，他认识了上帝。
Through all the sufferings in Job, first Job came to know God.
第二，在第六节，他认识了他的自己。
Then second in verse 6 says he recognized, he understands himself.
而且他对自我的认识是根基于他对上帝的认识而来的。
And his knowing himself is based upon what he had known about God.
就是因此我厌恶自己在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
He says, therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
他在那里彻底的悔改认罪。
So he repented himself totally and completely.
从第四章一直到三十七章，他的三个朋友加上那个以利户那个年轻人，不断的就是要告诉这个约伯，他是一个有罪的人。
And throughout the chapter 4 to 37, his three friends plus Elihu, they all continuously reminding Job that you are a sinner.
弟兄姊妹，我已经讲过，原谅我再提。罪不是让人讲出来的。
Pardon me for saying this again. Sin does not come about because someone else was telling you you are a sinner.
当我们去传福音的时候，告诉人家说你是罪人，你是罪人，你好像在传福音，有的时候你引起很大的反感。
And as you preach the gospel, you keep on reminding someone you are a sinner, you're a sinner, that could be quite offensive.
我深深地相信，当我们好好地去传耶稣的时候，那个人他自己知道他是个罪人。
I'm positively convinced that as you preach Jesus, a person will be convinced himself that he's a sinner.
有人说，李牧师，我很喜欢到你们教会来听到，什么都喜欢听，就是你一讲到罪人，我就觉得不舒服。
And some told me that I like to come to your church, but whenever you call me a sinner, and I despise it.
但是我们在圣经里面看见有两个很明显的例子。
But in the Bible, we see two very clear examples.
以赛亚进到圣殿里面来。
As Isaiah come to the temple.
他进到圣殿来的时候，他发现一件事情，看见神的圣洁。
When as Isaiah came to the temple, he saw how pure, how holy the Lord is.
只有他看见神的圣洁的时候，他才说，我是一个嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
Only when he was in the presence of a holy Lord, he deeply realized how unclean he was.
在路加福音第五章，当彼得看见耶稣在他的船上行了一个大神迹的时候，
Luke chapter 5, when Peter saw how Jesus performed a great miracle on his boat.
在路加福音五章第八节，中文圣经说，西门彼得看见，就对主说，我是个罪人，离开我吧。
According to the Luke, Peter, the Simon said, I'm a sinner, and leave me.
圣经说，彼得看见就说，这个看见我们读文法的时候，我们知道这看见是及物动词啊，看见一定有看见什么东西，对不对？
So, as the Bible says, Peter saw.
Saw what?
Someone saw what?
那没有写说他看见什么。
And it didn't describe in the Bible what he saw.
然后他就说，我是一个罪人，离开我吧。
Then he quickly said,I'm a sinner, and leave me.
到底他看见什么？
What did he say?
他看见在他船上行神迹的那一个圣洁的主耶稣。
Because he saw this holy Lord who performed the miracle on his fishing boat.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要在神的面前向约伯能够彻底的认识他自己。
We need to be like Job to clearly, completely know our Lord.
不是听到。
It is not just to hear a sermon.
不是看书。
It is not just to read a book.
让我们看见这位主耶稣。
It is for us to see our Lord.
上个礼拜我说了。
A week ago, I mentioned this.
到底今天我们到教会里面有没有看见主耶稣？
Do we really see our Lord here in this church?
我们今天来到主的面前敬拜他，这个他到底在哪里？
We come here to worship him. Where is him?
只有看见他，我们才能够真正认识我们自己。
Only when our eyes have seen him that we can come to truly know.
当我在准备这篇信息的时候，
As I prepare for this sermon,
我把焦牧师那本约伯记的那本书我再把它很快的看了一遍。
I went through the book, the commentary, authored by Pastor Chu.
他在那里写了一句话，讲了一句话，我觉得很有意思。
He had a sentence that touched me.
他说约伯受了那么大的苦。
As a tremendous tribulation had gone with Job.
才使他认识了自己。
Then that made him to recognize himself.
可见认识自己是多困难的事情。
That tells me how difficult it is to know yourself.
我们以为年纪越大，我们越容易认识自己。
Our common sense seems to indicate the older we are, the more we know ourselves.
弟兄姊妹不见得。
That's not the case.
真正受过苦，我们才真正能够认识我们自己。
Only when you have experienced perhaps suffering.And you will come to know yourself.
感谢主，当我看到第七节、第八节的时候，心里很的安慰。
As I come to verse 7 and 8, I was greatly comforted.
因为神四次提到约伯，说他是我的仆人约伯。
Because the Lord had mentioned four times that my servant Job.
这是第二点。
This is the second point.
第三点，请我们看第十节。
Let's now move on to verse 10.
第十节对我们来讲是个很大的安慰。
Of course, yes, indeed, verse 10 is a great comfort to us.
也是一个很大的勉励。
It's also a great encouragement.
约伯怎么样从苦境中转出来呢？
And how did Job turn from his tribulation?
他没有为自己祷告。
Did he pray for himself?
你说难道我们不要为自己祷告吗？
And you ask, shouldn't we pray for ourselves?
很多时候我们觉得我们自己都不顾好，怎么能够顾别人呢？
And sometimes you will say that if I'm not good enough, how can I care for others?
圣经告诉我们说，当约伯为他的朋友祷告的时候，神使他从苦境中转回。
It says here, after Job had prayed for his friends, then the Lord made him prosperous again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们学习在神的旨意里面能够投入一个真正满足神心意的一种的侍奉。
And may the Lord help us to do, perform a service that would satisfy to our Lord.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
肢体需要彼此的照顾。
A body, the membranes of the body needs to care each other.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我提出一个极强烈的呼吁，请我们不忘记为教会的肢体弟兄姊妹们祷告。
I ask you, please pray for other members of this church.
不容易啊，约伯为他的朋友祷告不容易。
It is difficult indeed. It is tough for him to pray for his friend.
因为这些朋友是在他的伤处撒盐巴的朋友。
Because those friends were the friends they cast salt on his hurt.
弟兄姊妹，当我们想到这样的朋友的时候，我们怎么能够为他祷告？
As we come to think about the friends like that of ours, how can we pray for them?
但是神要在我们的当中做这样的事。
But the Lord will move us and make us to do able to do such.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在神的面前。从约伯记他所经过这些苦难的结果，让我们一起得到信心。
So let us learn from the story of Job.
让我们在主的面前看见我们怎么样继续的能够往前。
So we learn how to move forward from here.
只要主耶稣还没有再来，我们知道教会一直都在考验的当中。
Before the Lord's return, the church will continuously going through testing,
也是在危机的里面
and going through crisis.
请弟兄姊妹为教会祷告。
Please pray for church.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们。使更多的人通过收听 更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。